Hey, I got to the bottom. Remember we were talking yesterday about the Garbos, what do you call it?
Striking.
Up on the north side of the Moreton Shire Council, which is Fernie Grove. People didn't have their money bins picked up. Samford, some people at Redcliffe. It's an enormous council. Now that, I got the explanation yesterday. That's run by a company called Cleanaway, and they haven't been passing on this increased money that they've got. So they got a dispute going on. Apparently Brisbane's got a different company. And you said, oh, you know, they're all what did you say?
It's stressful. They sit in a truck and pick up bins.
Oh, Margot.
I mean, look, I'm not disregarding what garbage truck drivers do, but
what are you going to do?
But they've got that electric arm that goes out, picks up the bin, throws the crap in, and then puts it back down.
Yes, it is very automated. But a few of them took issue. You said they made 120 grand
a
year.
Have I upset them, have I?
Yeah, a couple. No, but they're cool. They said, well, they love you. But they said even if they work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and in Brisbane they can, up the north side they can't even do those many hours, they'd still only make 110,000, but none of them would have a family or be married because you have to be a single. Yeah, you got to work like a mongrel.
Why would you
dog.
Want one if you're loaded? Just be a playboy.
You're saying I overshot the runway a little bit with 120 grand. That was a little
bit. Yeah, they're more making 80 or 90, and they're on
it. Still a good wage.
I know five Garbos, okay, and every one of them is an honest, hardworking man who's doing their business in a stinky old thing, and they're getting rid of your shit.
Marto, are they Garbos in different areas? It's like the five families in The Godfather. You get the five Garbos together to talk about.
And they're wonderful blokes, and they all like to have a drink, and I love to. Anyway, well, I like Garbos. That's all I wanted to say.
Yesterday, I said I was slightly uninformed. Educate me. What is it that Garbos do? Because they were saying that it was stressful, and I'm like, how is it stressful?
Well, all the people
There's
get in the way.
Truck drivers out there on the road. It's not stressful.
They often hit cars and stuff because you've parked in the wrong place. Now, I was just trying to find this text. Kev, mate, so hope you don't mind me using your name, Kev. Garbo, all right, I don't want to specify anymore, but he suggested that maybe there'd be a few bins not picked up this week at Cornubia accidentally.
Oh, no.
Cop that one. That's the power they can flex. Hold on. Nick, who's this person? Jamie.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, what's your, are you from, hold on. I've got something written on the screen. Do you want to tell me what you do?
Yeah, mate. I just happen to be Margot's Garbo.
Welcome to the show.
Sorry, man. How do you know?
Well, I was cruising up the road one day flicking bins, and I seen this good-looking rooster with no shirt on, just a towel.
Oh, Margot.
And I looked twice, and I was like...
It's how we roll in like, Cornubia.
Be damned. That's Corey Parker.
All right. Now, have you stopped? Because I believe everyone should know their Garbo. Hello, well, Luscious Les.
I don't always assume that it's the same person. Like, I haven't done a lot of research into garbage truck drivers, but I just assumed that it wasn't always the same person. But Marto is stipulating that he leaves beers out for his Garbo and he knows Luscious Les. Jamie, do you feel like I should have got to know you and should be leaving you out beers? Because that's the kind of relationship we can have if you want it.
That's right.
Well, it's very, very thirsty work, Margot. So
I'm getting the feeling.
I'd love to see you at Christmas time, that's for sure.
Would you rather Corey came and met you? What day is your bindo, Margot?
Thursday morning.
What time would you be through there, Jamie?
I usually come past Margot's place around 7:30.
So it's a Corey thing.
Working.
So, Corey, can you tell Corey a six-pack of beer? This is the time of year
and
where you guys need a six.
On.
And put some clothes on.
I'll see if I can get some last man standing beer for you.
Jamie, it's still appreciated, isn't it? Two beers, six beers, whatever. I even give money, perhaps. But so.
Absolutely. Definitely goes a long way. Like, I put up my family's rubbish all my life, so, and they don't give me nowhere near as much alcohol as my residents, that's for sure.
Nice. Jamie, can I ask, am I a good bin owner, responsible bin owner?
Yeah, not too bad. A lot of wine bottles and shopping bags.
Yeah, shopping bags.
Definitely Margot's place.
Jamie.
You're sifting through my rubbish.
We've got your number. I may ring you periodically to find out what's going on out there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, thanks, Jamie. Nice to meet you. I'll make sure I leave out a six-pack, mate.